您买了股票债券的 ETF， 就更不能错过 ETF 概念宅。
南坎台茂旁安美大旺，以环境、质感、财富三大价值震撼各界。李天铎建筑千平会所，三至四房双车位，
逢高调股换好宅，让钱钱变成您喜欢的样子。
安美大旺，03-317-6688，安美大旺。
Hello Hello， 各位通勤家族朋友们，我是庄老师。你想利用通勤时间或生活空档提升英语能力吗？如果答案是 Yes， 那么现在正是改变的时刻。15minutes.today 通勤学英语自去年底推出了订阅制，到现在已经帮助了400多位订阅户，让他们的听力与词汇量每天都更加进步。这是因为我们订阅制打造了独一无二的沉浸式英语学习体验，无论是想突破听力瓶颈，或者是渴望词汇量的提升，都有相对应的 VIP 会员方案。你想要事半功倍的提升你英语水平吗？如果答案是 Yes， 那么别犹豫，立刻加入通勤学英语 VIP 会员，与我们一同在英语的路上前进吧。Hello and good day. You are now listening to 15minutes.today. And I am John. Thank you for joining me. Every Monday on 15minutes.today, you guys know that we do a shadowing activity. This shadowing activity is to allow you to listen and get comfortable with a full English environment. And then through shadowing, open your mouth and practice reading out loud and speaking in English. And guys, all you need is to find 15 minutes a day. And starting today with me, let's read an article together. First, I would recommend that you listen to this episode 2 to 3 times first to get the gist of the topic that we're talking about. And then when you do get time further down the week, for example, tomorrow or Thursday or Friday or even over the weekends, you come back and you spend another 15 minutes or so to shadow the paragraphs together with me, or you can shadow it line by line together with me so that you get some exercise to focus on the output side of your practice. So the topic of today is Taiwan's earthquake preparedness. And for most of you who know, the 3rd of April this month, we had an earthquake with a magnitude of 7.4 in Hualien, and it really shook us, and we haven't had such an intense earthquake for quite a while. And of course, we also saw on the news that we had very little casualties compared to before, and also we are well on our way in recovery. And of course, a huge shout out to all the people helping Hualien recover right now. The news is still on, and our hearts and thoughts goes out to all the people that were affected by the earthquake in Hualien. So let's read the article together. Taiwan's earthquake preparedness, a testament to resilience. First off, let's check the highlights. Taiwan's rigorous earthquake preparedness, including strict building codes and public education campaigns, significantly reduces the impact of seismic events. Next highlight. Administrative reforms post-1999 earthquake established national centers dedicated to earthquake coordination and training, enhancing disaster response capabilities. Next highlight. Taiwan's resilience extends beyond structural reforms to encompass community unity, international collaboration, and ongoing refinement of earthquake preparedness strategies. So guys, from the highlights, you can hear that the key word here is earthquake preparedness. And earthquake preparedness refers to how prepared we are for earthquake here in Taiwan, and we have reduced the impact of the seismic events. Seismic, the word, is a scientific word relating to the earth crust. So any activity in the earth crust, like an earthquake or volcanic activity, that's called a seismic event. All right, next, let's read the article out loud together. And guys, remember, you want to either listen to this 2 to 3 times or read this out loud 2 to 3 times along before you engage in the deliberate practices of shadowing, because it gets really intense in a short period of time. So get yourself comfortable with the article by either listening to this couple of times and reading it out loud a couple of times before you do any deliberate practices. Now let's read the article. Taiwan's earthquake preparedness, a testament to resilience. Taiwan, a country frequently shaken by powerful earthquakes, yet remarkably equipped to withstand their impact, faced its most formidable seismic event in a quarter century on 3rd of April. Despite claiming 9 lives and injuring hundreds, the island's stringent earthquake preparedness measures have significantly mitigated the devastation typically associated with such calamities, experts contend. Situated along the Pacific Ring of Fire, a zone notorious for seismic activity, Taiwan finds itself inherently vulnerable to earthquakes due to the convergence of the Philippine Sea Plate and the Eurasian Plate. This geological setting predisposes the region to frequent tremors, making robust preparedness imperative. The recent earthquake, measuring 7.2 according to Taiwan's seismic agency and 7.4 according to the U.S. Geological Survey, struck near Hualien County, causing substantial damage. However, Taiwan's capital, Taipei, despite feeling strong tremors, sustained only minor losses. This resilience is attributed to Taiwan's advanced earthquake preparedness, characterized by strict building codes, a sophisticated seismological network, and widespread public education campaigns promoting earthquake safety. Following the devastating 1999 earthquake, which claimed thousands of lives and exposed critical deficiencies in emergency response, Taiwan instituted significant administrative reforms. The Disaster Prevention and Protection Act was enacted, establishing national centers dedicated to earthquake coordination and training. These reforms have not only bolstered Taiwan's capacity to respond to seismic events, but also have engendered a culture of preparedness among its populace. In essence, Taiwan's journey towards earthquake resilience epitomizes a nation's commitment to learning from past tragedies and implementing proactive measures to safeguard its citizens. Through stringent building regulations, extensive public education initiatives, and comprehensive disaster response mechanisms, Taiwan stands as a testament to resilience in the face of nature's most formidable forces. Furthermore, Taiwan's resilience is not solely rooted in structural and institutional reforms, but also in the resilience of its people. In the aftermath of earthquakes, communities unite to provide support, aid, and comfort to those affected. Moreover, Taiwan's proactive approach extends beyond its borders through international collaborations and knowledge-sharing initiatives, contributing to global efforts in disaster risk reduction. Looking ahead, Taiwan continues to refine its earthquake preparedness strategies, leveraging technological advancements and lessons learned from past events. The island nation recognizes that while earthquakes may be inevitable, the extent of their impact can be mitigated through sustained vigilance, community engagement, and adaptive governance. Taiwan's ability to withstand powerful earthquakes is not merely a product of geographical fortune, but a result of deliberate efforts to enhance resilience at all levels of society. As the island nation navigates the seismic challenges of the future, its commitment to preparedness serves as a beacon of hope and inspiration for regions prone to similar geological hazards worldwide. Next, we move on to the keyword drills. And keyword drills, here we highlight some of the interesting keywords from this article and also the syllables and example sentence to help you pronounce the word and understand the meaning of this word in this article. Our first keyword today, calamity. Calamity. Calamity refers to disasters. Example sentence. Despite claiming 9 lives and injuring hundreds, the island's stringent earthquake preparedness measures have significantly mitigated the devastation typically associated with such calamities, experts contend. Next keyword, inherently. Inherently. Inherently means in a natural or innate manner. That means something that comes off naturally. Example sentence, situated along the Pacific Ring of Fire, a zone notorious for seismic activity, Taiwan finds itself inherently vulnerable to earthquakes due to the convergence of Philippine Sea Plate and the Eurasian Plate. Next keyword, resilience. Resilience. Resilience means the capability to recover from deformation or stress or misfortune. Example sentence, through stringent building regulations, extensive public education initiatives, and comprehensive disaster response mechanisms, Taiwan stands as a testament to resilience in the face of nature's most formidable forces. Next keyword, deficiency. Deficiency. Deficiency means lacking some necessary quality or element. Example sentence, following the devastating 1999 earthquake, which claimed thousands of lives and exposed critical deficiencies in emergency response, Taiwan instituted significant administrative reforms. Last keyword of the day, preparedness. Preparedness. Preparedness means the state of being ready for something to happen. Example sentence, looking ahead, Taiwan continues to refine its earthquake preparedness strategies, leveraging technological advancements and lessons learned from past events. So guys, that's the article today. I hope you enjoyed this topic. And topics like earthquakes and typhoons are very, very close to us here at home. So guys, you definitely want to come back sometime and make sure that you are comfortable listening to these articles and also obtaining information through the news related to disasters like earthquakes and typhoons. And remember guys, if this is your first rodeo listening to Full English, to give yourself some time, give yourself some patience in the process, and most importantly, you want to enjoy the process of listening to English and also reading out loud and helping yourself becoming more comfortable with the language and merely taking it as a test-taking tool or merely a short fix. So thank you for joining me and I'll see you in the next episode. Good job and thanks for tuning in. 想要收听更多过去的跟读单元以及节目，欢迎到我们官网 www.15mins.today。有兴趣 John 老师以及其他资深英语老师对谈的节目，记得周末也要回来收听我们同情学英语。Catch you in the next one!